KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Pork Chop, Susie Bogus, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Now, Susie, you're going to be in town. Well, first of all, we just need to say how much we love your music.
Love it. Yes.
Oh, you're so sweet. That's very nice. Thank you. I'm still out there.
Yes,
still
you. Yes, you are. Well, you've never really stopped doing it, have you?
No, I haven't. I slowed down there for a while my kid was smaller. But he's graduating college in May, so there's much to celebrate.
Get back to work, Mom. Get back to work.
And your song from years ago, "Letting Go," is the absolutely perfect song when the kids go off to school.
Oh, it is. It's actually, when mine was getting ready to go to college that whole summer, I had the hardest time singing it without mom.
I bet.
My bass player was just like, do we have to do this?
Well, you know you have to do it. You got a performance coming up at the Berger Center for Performing Arts. This is out on Speedway, and the tickets are available at inconcerttucson.com. Of course, now you're gonna sing "Letting Go," right?
Of course, yeah. I try to sing every one of the songs that got played on the radio, and do all those '90s songs. And I just re-recorded the whole Aces album, just kind of because my band now is quite a different kind of situation. It's it's just upright bass, and then I have a guitarist who's out of this world, and they're both like kind of such great musicians that they kind of hold the whole band, and so that's all we have. It's just me playing guitar, and Craig Smith playing guitar and electric guitar, and then Charlie upright, and I mean they literally make so much music that you feel like there's a whole band up there.
Oh my god.
25 years since Aces came out. Wow. It does not feel that long ago.
It doesn't to me either. It was really kind of the realization that I probably should make some big deal out of it. I know you do with your wedding anniversaries, right, and all that stuff. So I was thinking, it just got to be a silver anniversary or something. So I decided that it would be apropos to re-record them and kind of do more of a little stripped down feel. There's a lot more of an acoustic vibe to this record than the first time I made it, with strings and horns and all sorts of other stuff on there. This is much more like my acoustic performance.
Now, other than the technical part of that, what was it like to go back into the studio and just completely re-record music that's been such a part of your life?
Yeah. The funny thing is, that record only has 10 songs on it. Mm-hmm. And we had already worked up 7 of the songs for the show, because in the last 6 years, I've really been trying to get around the country and get back to reconnect with a lot of my longtime fans and get into more pockets of the country. And I found that they have different favorite songs. It wasn't just the hits that were their favorite songs. So I worked them up so that if somebody wanted to hear something, that we could pull a rabbit out of our hat,
Well, the Aces album, top to bottom,
them,
is good.
Yeah, so most of them, I'd been playing anyway. So when we went in, it was really just 3 of them that we had to really kind of figure it out again. And, the thing for me really has been just the reason I've been singing Letting Go and Aces and songs like this for 25 years. And, when I sang Letting Go, I hadn't even had a child. I was the daughter in the song, and I had no idea what I was singing about as far as the mother's standpoint. And now I've been both, I've raised a child, and so the song has deepened for me. Uh-huh. And I ended up not even putting background vocals on it because the message is so strong. It really just needed to just be simple and just say, boy, this isn't as fun being the mom.
Good call, Mom. Uh-huh. Good call.
Well, you were that country girl from Aledo, Illinois, going up to Illinois State University. So that was you.
Yeah, I got out of there. My mom, all of my mom's kids bolted and became all different things, lawyers and mortgage brokers and computer consultants and one country singer.
Mm-hmm. There we go. One very successful country singer.
Let's. Who has apparently continued to refuse to grow up. Good job.
Hey, I got to ask you, Susie, I got to ask you a question about Illinois State. I'm from Bloomington, by the way.
My God.
And do you remember Avani's restaurant?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was just back home in Illinois in February, and I every time I go home, I gotta go to Avani's to get a gondola, so I know that.
Did you get one?
Oh, absolutely.
What's a gondola?
So sweet.
Oh, the bread is the sweetest Italian bread, and it's just ham, cheese, and lettuce, and that's all it is. But the bread at Avani's is absolutely amazing.
It's unbelievable. I'm actually playing there next week.
Oh, are you
the
really?
Week after the set. At the castle.
Very
so
nice.
I will get me one.
Well, Susie.
And they're great big, too. They're like, you know, they're like a whole baguette.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You get this giant sandwich. And, you know, back when I was in school, they were very reasonable. I think it was like $1.05.
Yeah, they're only like $2.90 now. They're not expensive.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing for a late night snack for a college student. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Susie, best of luck with the tour. We appreciate you giving us some time
Thank
here
you.
This morning. Encourage people to get out and see Susie Boggess. It's going to be Friday night at the Berger Performing Arts Center on West Speedway. Get those tickets. We'll put this up on our Facebook page so people can do that. How can people reach you on social media?
It's just, you know, Susie Boggess Music is my page. And they can like me on there.
Okay.
And then, you know, I've got a website that's just SusieBoggess.com. And you just got to know I got 2 G's and 2 S's in my last name. And just go right there. And you can get your tickets there, too. It makes it real easy because you just click one click and it's there. And the burger place looks amazing.
Yes.
It looks like a beautiful... That didn't sound right. Not the burger place.
Burger Center. We got you.
We understand.
Yeah. It sounded like I was talking about, hey, let's go down to, you know.
Yeah, let's go get a burger.
No, but it looks like a wonderful, wonderful venue, and it'll be perfect for watching these guys play because there's not a bad seat in the house. And, you know, I always try to explain to people, you know, half of the show is watching these guys who have practiced their instruments until they're virtuosos on it. So if you don't like my jokes or, you know, something irritates you about me, you can watch those guys and you'll still be entertained.
There we go.
Oh, Susie, thank you so much.
Great. Well, thank you for helping me get the word out.
You Absolutely. Got it.
You
got it. Good luck. Right. Be safe.
All right. You guys take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.